You ready? Okay, whenever you're ready, just go ahead.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead.
The story was about a policeman walking the beat, and he saw this man standing in the doorway, and he asked him, was his name Jimmy? Or is that you, Jimmy? I believe that's what he said. And he said, no, he was waiting for a friend, and I believe it was about 20 years since he had seen this person, but he was waiting for him at this restaurant, and they promised to meet at this restaurant. So he told the officer that everything was all right, and the officer proceeded on after a while. And a man came across the street, and he said, I believe he said, is that you, Jimmy? And he said, I believe he said he was. And they began to talk, and he was thinking that was Jimmy. And after a while, they was talking about eating at this restaurant, which this restaurant was there, so they could have dinner again. And he said that as the restaurant was burned down or torn down anyway, it was not there anymore. So anyway, they proceeded to walk, and then he realized that the man wasn't Jimmy. And after a while, they gave him a note, and the note, I don't know what the note said, but anyway, they gave him a note. He read this note, and he said, the officer said that he had went around the block and found a plainclothesman, officer in plain clothes, to come back and arrest him because he was wanted in Chicago. But all I can remember that.
Well, that's great. That's more than most younger guys remember.
Yeah.
I can tell you that. I tested some 45-year-olds that couldn't give me
half. I couldn't remember that part. I was listening to it, but I know he did. He arrested him, and he said that he did go around and had his plain clothes on there, come and arrest him. But that's all I can remember that.
Okay, that's good. Thank you. Okay, now, if you could tell me a story, maybe a childhood experience, but it has to have at least two people in it besides you, if you're going to tell a story. Maybe like a Christmas story or something. Just make up something. Well, you don't have to make up something, but just tell me a personal experience.
More than two people.
Yeah, we can.
Make up a story. I'll tell a story.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Tell a story. Well, maybe I won't tell a story, but maybe I can tell an experience.
Okay.
Give me a minute. Let me think about it.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
Why are you laughing?
I'm sorry. It's a movie.
An experience. Okay. And more than two people.
If you can.
Well, I guess I could. Well, maybe an experience in a way. A job experience, that would be something that probably more than two people. Do you have to give names or anything?
If you want to, it's your story.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, I guess I was a work story. I had been working on this job for about 20 years, and some of my friends had asked me about why I just wanted to stay in this position and not advance further, and I decided that I would really prefer to stay in this position. I have no problems. I don't have no headaches or anything like that. So anyway, I decided that I would apply for a position, and I had a supervisor that really was not lacking to black people, I guess you would say. He kind of hated black people. He didn't want to promote black people. So I had talked to some of my friends in reference to why I should really approach this individual about a promotion. So finally I did approach this person and asked him about getting promoted, and he told me that he didn't think I was really qualified to do this type of job. So I said, so you make your mind up to my qualifications. So he said, well, from your past experience, I don't think you're really qualified. So I, after thinking about it, I talked to my wife, and I decided that I would go to Equal Employment Office and discuss it with some people there. So they told me to apply, and I so applied, and after a while, the supervisor called me and asked me why I do this, or go that route, and I told him why. He told me I wasn't qualified, and I thought I was. And after a while, he started, I guess you would call it, harassing me in a sense, to try to maybe get me in a position that I would not like to pursue the opportunity to be promoted. So I made up my mind that with him putting this type of pressure on me, that I would pursue it further, and I did pursue it further. And finally, after a while, the case did go to a hearing, what it was called, I guess, it was Equal Opportunity Office for a hearing. And he came up with different reasonings to why he didn't think I was really qualified to be promoted to a job. So the hearing officers, they decided that was not a valid reasoning, and they pursued to file a claim against the person that had denied me, basically denied me the opportunity to pursue further. And after this experience went through the normal channels, a promotion came available, and I was considered for that promotion. In the meantime, the EEO claim came through, a discrimination case came to. So I decided that I didn't want to pursue that any further, because basically I was just interested in being promoted, and I so got promoted, and that was it.
Oh.
So.
That's good.
That's
okay.
I was promoted, and I served 30 years on the job, and I retired.
Oh, okay. That's the end of the story?
That's it.
Okay, great. Now.
And the experience.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a quick story, and then I'm going to ask you to tell it back to me.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to listen a little more.
Okay. This is really short.
Okay.
A lady was shopping, but while she was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse. She didn't see it fall. So she went to the checkout counter. She went to pay for her groceries, but she found out that she had no way to pay. So she put the groceries away and went back home. As she opened the door, the phone rang, and the little girl was on the other line and told her that she found her wallet. The lady was very relieved. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Tell that back to me.
The lady went shopping, and when she got to the checkout to pay for food, she didn't have her wallet. She put all the food back, and she went home, and a little girl called her and told her she had her wallet.
Okay. Try to remember that, because I'm going to ask you that again at the very, very end. Okay. Now, would you mind if I ran you through some memory exercises?
Go right ahead.
Okay. These are categories. I want you to name as many items in a category as you can. For example, if I were to say, name as many states as you can, you'd say New York,
states, okay.
New York, Idaho, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Okay, so name as, I'm going to time you on this.
Time me?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, let me sit up so I can be ready, okay?
Okay, let me take my watch off. Okay, I want you to name as many foods as you can. And whenever you're ready, start.
Can I just ask you a question? Uh-huh. You like cooked foods, raw foods?
Anything that you can eat.
Okay, anything. Okay. Mm-hmm. Fruits? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Apples, oranges, peaches, plums, string beans, broccoli, cauliflower, rice, pork chops, chicken, beef, bananas, onions, oatmeal, cereal, dry cereal, milk, tea. That's a drink, but anyway. Soft drinks. Grapes. Cupcakes. Cookies. Cakes. Pies. Shrimp. Oysters, lobsters, fish, chicken. I think I said that.
If you run out, you can just stop.
Yeah, okay. That's about all.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay. Okay, this time name as many animals as you can.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay.
Okay, go.
Dogs, cats, deers, hogs, cows, calves, raccoons, squirrels, rabbits, monkeys, gorillas, elephants, that's about it.
Okay, any more?
Any more?
I just want you to get to a minute.
Oh, okay, to a minute, okay.
Oh, the minute's up. That's okay. That's okay. Okay, the last one is kitchen items. Name as many items that you find in the kitchen as you can.
Okay.
And you ready?
Dishes.
Okay.
Forks, knives, spoons, pots, pans, cooking utensils. Salt and pepper, pepper, garlic, salt, pitchers, cups, glasses, dishes. killed, stole. I'm not.
Stole. Any more?
Sink.
Okay.
Refrigerator, microwave, toaster. I guess that's it.
Okay. That's enough of that. That wasn't bad. That was good. Now I'm going to give you some numbers. This is just basic memory exercises. And just repeat them back to me. Like, for example, 582, you would say 582.
Okay.
All right. 694.
694.
6439.
6439.
7286.
7286.
42731.
42781.
75836.
75836.
619473.
649743.
392487.
392487.
Good. 591-7428.
594278.
4179386.
419386.
Okay, good. Now I'm going to give you some numbers. This time, tell it to me backwards. So if I were to say 2-4, you would say?
4-2.
Yes, okay. 58.
85.
Mm-hmm. 629.
269.
415.
541.
Mm-hmm. 3279.
923.
Okay, good. Remember that story that I asked you to remember about the lady with the shopping?
Yeah.
Can you tell me that story again?
Oh, okay, I can tell it to you. The lady went shopping. She had her groceries. She went to the checkout counter. She got to the checkout counter. She didn't have a wallet or money. She couldn't pay for her food, so she put it all back on the shelf. She went home, and the little girl called and told her she had her wallet.
Oh, okay. You're thinking some more.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of that. Or what she said. I know she had her wallet. I don't know, did she think of but I know she called and told her that she had her wallet.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened? That's all I can remember.
Oh, she was very relieved.
Oh, okay. I was saying she thanked her.
But that's it.
Yeah.
That's okay. The whole thing.
Yeah.
That's